Well, good morning, Sower Nation Church. It is Sunday, March the 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And, of course, you know by now, on Sundays, we're doing a little bit different. We're not having a regular entry. We're reading straight scripture, and we're singing a hymn, and we're going to church. Okay, we're going to the field house today. We're not going to hit the fields. We're going to the field house. We're resting from our labors, and we're worshiping God. So for today, I'm just going with the text. We listed texts out on Sundays. We didn't even do entries on Sundays. They don't count in the 40 days. But I love the creed in Colossians chapter 1, really, I guess it's verse 15 and forward. And I've lived with this text for a long time, and I'm going to test my rememberization today and see if I can give it to you straight from my heart. This is Colossians 1, chapter 15, chapter 1, beginning at verse 15. And then Dad's here. We're going to sing a great hymn together. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for by him all things were created, visible and invisible. Whether on earth or in heaven, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church, the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God, and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now, Christ has reconciled you by his physical body to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue steadfast in your faith, and established and firm, not moved from the hope held out for you in the gospel. This is the gospel which you have heard and which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, like to add my name too, and you like to add your name, I, John David, have become a servant. That's the word of God for the people of God. That is a exalted creedal declaration about our Lord Jesus Christ. It's worthy of our highest attention. All right, Dad, what are we going to sing here?
Looks, I don't know, Fairest Lord Jesus?
Right there.
Yep, Fairest Lord Jesus.
What's their number?
113.
We're going to sing all four verses. We're singing. This is the day when we just are exalting Jesus. We're just getting him lifted up. We just want to see him high and exalted as he truly is. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O thou of God and man, the Son, thee will I cherish,
Thee will I honor, thou my soul's glory, joy, and crown. There of the meadows, fairer still the woodlands, robed in the blooming garb of spring. Jesus is fairer, Jesus is purer, who makes a woeful heart to sing. There is the sunshine, fairer still the moonlight, and all the twinkling starry host. Jesus shines brighter, Jesus shines purer than all the ages heaven can boast. Beautiful Savior, Lord of all the nations, Son of God and Son of Man, glory and honor, praise, adoration, now and forevermore be thine.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
That's a song just straight to Jesus, who is worthy of it all. Well, it's time to not go to the fields. We're going to the field house. We're going into church today. We are church. And if you don't have a church, I'd love to invite you to come to Gillette today in person if you can come. We're right down on 3rd Street and Leslie, and we got room. There's always room for more people to visit. We're having a fellowship lunch today. That's code for potluck. Okay, we're going to be bringing it's good food over there, isn't it?
It's great food. Yeah.
Yep, so that's happening today. I've probably got, I don't know, 7, 8, maybe more friends coming in today from Little Rock. Looking forward to seeing them in church. Now, if you can't get here, we'd love to have you online, where you can go to YouTube and search for Gillette Methodist Church, or you can go to Facebook, search for Gillette Methodist Church, and we broadcast our whole service. There's nothing fancy about it. It's beautiful. It's powerful. It's classic worship. You'll recognize it. We'd love to have you online. But you know what? I'd love it if you just go to your church, and if you can't get there, go to your church online if you got it. I'm just offering that as an opportunity, as an alternative. So it's time for us to get ready. We're not quite dressed for church yet, Dad, but there's still time on the clock, and I'm looking forward to it. I never imagined, Dad, that I would be able to look out from the pulpit and see you and Mom.
Amen to that.
Every Sunday, there they are, just right over to the right, third row back. And that's been a real blessing. It's been a blessing to get to be part of this little church in Gillette. And we'll be getting the saints ready for another week in the fields. So we'll see you at the house for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.